on a Feel Good Friday, Feel Good Music Galore right here on Rise FM. Sierra coming through with SCC. And certainly putting us at 21 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And right about now, though, it's time for us to put a spotlight on F&B. And it is about improving the financial literacy of all South Africans through financial education. And speaking to us this morning, we do have F&B spokesperson. She goes by the name of Pearl Gale. A very warm welcome to you, Pearl. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rise FM family. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm super, super, super excited as well to be learning something new. You know what I mean? And if I need to just improve my financial literacy, I mean, let's do it. Let's do it. I feel super excited.
Awesome, awesome.
So, we get straight into it, and we don't even waste any more time. I mean, this week, we're talking financial literacy, and how F&B is actually helping every South African improve theirs. So can you explain, I mean, what financial literacy is and why is it important?
So when we talk about financial literacy, I mean, we're talking about, you know, one's ability to understand and manage their money. So this is, you know, anything from managing your monthly budget to understanding credit, how credit works, debt, savings, insurance, as well as investing. So financial literacy is important because it is, you know, the foundation for financial freedom. Financial literacy helps you avoid those debt traps, you know, like high interest loans, you know, it helps you build, you know, your financial independence. So you are not living from salary to salary or relying on others. It actually sets you up for that future that, you know, you desire, helping you prepare for emergencies, you know, you are able to then save for big life goals, and just ensure that you have enough money to take care of yourself even during retirement. I would say that financial literacy helps you make better financial decisions with your money, which in turn, you know, gives you those choices and it helps you stay in control.
Oh, lovely stuff. And according to a financial literacy baseline survey conducted by a Financial Sector Conduct Authority, nearly half of South African adults struggle with basic financial literacy. That's a very serious statistic. I mean, why are financial literacy levels in South Africa so low?
Yeah, it is a scary statistic, and, you know, financial literacy levels in South Africa particularly are low for several reasons. The first one would be that, you know, many South Africans leave school without ever learning the basics of budgeting, and I think you and I both can agree to that. Our curriculum does not prepare us for things like credit management or savings, and, you know, just money matters are rarely taught in a practical and a relatable way, you know, within the schooling system. And so also, I'd say that, you know, when people are struggling to meet their basic needs, long-term planning takes a back seat. So you're not worried about investments and, you know, retirement planning when you are just trying to get by. And also, South Africans are often, you know, offered credit before they fully understand it. And this tends to lead to high debt and low savings rates. And, you know, many people then tend to learn about money the hard way, you know, through interest defaults or even debt review processes. Another reason would be that financial terminology, banking language, can be so confusing. I mean, things like, you know, compound interest or credit scores can be discouraging, you know, for people. And so this tends to make finances seem like a scary subject when, you know, it really isn't and shouldn't be. So another reason is also that many South Africans are also first in their own families to earn salaries, right? And so they don't have financial role models, you know, who can guide them through the process of managing money. And I think this then tends to create that cycle where financial mistakes are repeated over and over again. And I'd say the last one, I mean, we've seen an increase in this. Many South African consumers are relying on social media, you know, a lot of the stuff that is currently out on, you know, platforms like TikTok. That's giving people financial information, but that's not accurate and not factual. I mean, this does tend to, I suppose, you know, create information that's out there, but that's not really, you know, factual for people. And so the intent for us as a financial institution is to establish FinSense as that go-to financial education hub for South Africans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I get you. And, I mean, so that's why. That's why F&B has created this platform. It's called FinCent.co.za or is it FineCent.co.za? I mean, can you also tell us a little bit more about it?
Awesome. Yeah, that's definitely why we created this finance, finance hub. Yes, and it's called FinCent, not FineCent.
Okay.
FinCent spelled FinCent. I mean, this is a free online financial education platform that aims to help South Africans improve their financial literacy levels. You can learn at your own pace. You can learn in your own time. There are various topics on the platform, but you can choose a topic that is of interest to you depending on where you are on your own personal financial journey. And so, FinCent is accessible to anyone, you know, who has, you know, internet connectivity. At the moment, we are working on a phase two development that will, you know, provide a zero-rated solution because we want to make FinCent available and accessible to anybody without any limitations to data access. There are 5 courses available currently, things like Understanding My Money, where we cover basics around budgeting, banking, and interest. Another module is Growing Your Money, which covers things such as savings and investments and just ways to build that wealth. And then you've got a debt module that also helps, you know, you understand, you know, the essence of debt management. We've got an insurance module. And lastly, we've got a module on leaving a legacy. I must also add for our listeners that we are busy building on this content. So there's new, very interesting topics that we are going to be adding over the next couple of months. And yeah, I mean, each course has a different module within it. There are articles, there are videos, you know, there's interactive media that we've added, there's gamification, and our content is also downloadable so that you can actually consume it even, you know, when you are offline, if that's what you want. We've got templates as well. If you are struggling with your budget and you just need a simple budgeting template, this is the platform to go to access all of that.
Oh, nice. We really need that. We really need that. So, just quickly though, I mean, if we had the time, we'd go on and on and on. I'd love to find out a lot more. But, of course, I mean, as we wrap it up, you know, it sounds great. So, how and where do actually people sign up? And if maybe there's anything else that people should know about FinCent.co.za, what would it be?
Yeah, so to sign up, I mean, you go on to www.FinCent.co.za. You will see a menu of courses available. Click on the course that you like, and that will direct you to our login page. I must also add that you need to register, right, to be able to access the course. And once you've registered, you can use the same credentials every time you come back. And then, yeah, I think maybe just one last thing before I leave.
Yeah.
I think FinCent is designed to help people improve their financial understanding or money understanding. It is not a financial advice platform. So it is important for our listeners that if they do have specific questions around their own finances, they should speak to a trusted and reputable financial institution or a financial advisor.
Oh, thank you so much, Pearl. You've been a great sport this morning. And have yourself a lovely, lovely weekend.
Thank you for having me. Have a lovely weekend as well.
And there you have it. You can visit FinCent.co.za just to find out a whole lot more that Pearl was actually chatting about. And, you know, maybe you want a budget. There's a template right there that you can simply possibly use for your own good. So do the right thing and head on over to FinCent.co.za. Bumalanga, as we say.